Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Saudi culture is undergoing seismic change. Women are now allowed to drive. Music concerts have been held. And this week, the kingdom announced it was lifting a 35-year ban on cinemas. The first ones are expected to open next March, and it's a massive business opportunity. Alain Bejani is chief executive of a Dubai-based company that owns the Vox cinema chain. Estimates say the Saudi industry could be worth as much as $25 billion.
The Saudis are predominantly a very young population. They are connected to the world. You have the highest internet penetration. They want a modern lifestyle. So Vox Cinema is going to be an instrumental partner in bringing this lifestyle to Saudi Arabia and the leisure entertainment that is world class.
Alain Bejani. Well, it took me a few days, but I tracked down exactly the kind of person he's talking about. She's 28-year-old Hajar Al-Naimi, and she happens to be a Saudi filmmaker. Hajar is in Dubai as well, screening her own feature, Detained, about Syrian refugees. Between showings, she told me how growing up, entertainment was frowned upon.
Our culture in general, especially religious people, they think that entertainment is something prohibited. We should just spend our time praying, and it's just something that God won't like if we would just spend our time to entertain ourselves. And I don't agree with that.
Hajar says under the ban, you have to work pretty hard at the moment to see a film.
A lot of people, if they want to watch films, they go to Bahrain, they travel to Qatar, something like that. We would just would watch movies at home.
She describes how enterprising movie buffs cobble together their own home cinemas. Hajar went to LA 5 years ago to do a master's in film production, and that's when she first set foot inside a movie theater.
When I went there and I watched Argo, and it was amazing. I didn't know that would be the experience. I was like, okay, what film? Okay, in a big screen, what is the difference? I didn't see the difference, but I loved it because of the reaction of the people around me, like the laughter, the crying, the silence in the room. It's just incredible experience. So, yes, I can't forget that day.
As for the prospect of having movie theaters at home for the first time in her life,
I'm so excited. By the way, I'm so excited. I think it will be controlled at the beginning. It should be. And I agree with that. A lot of people agree with these changes in Saudi right now, but there are a lot of other people that they don't agree with it. So making a change needs really patient, slow process and steps. And I don't think even international films will be screened. Unless if it doesn't have any maybe sexual scenes, or if there is any sexual scenes, they will take it off. I'm so feminist, and I really want to help other women to tell their voice, because as you might know, the discrimination in Hollywood with female, since we are starting this industry, I want to start strong. I want to help female Saudis to get the chance that I got in Hollywood. So I think that now they're going to fund a lot of movies. That's why I'm excited. It's because I want to help women.
Saudi filmmaker Hajar Al-Naim, her feature is called Detained.